Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Yeah. 8:06 on this Friday, January 9th. Who was the tougher gang? The Roger, your gang was the
Hobson Street Hobos.
Yeah. Hobos.
The spelling
was
wrong.
It was a misspelling. It was the Hobos. Let me tell you something.
Or the Banditos.
You're going to get your ass kicked.
Listen, I just read in the paper. There's a gang in Benton or Bryant somewhere called the Banditos or something. Who knew?
Nothing is confirmed.
I
don't know what you speak of.
We need to get the
mayor.
What
was the song, Roger?
No, we don't.
The Bandito song.
It was Tony Orlando and Dot.
Bandito. No, that's Candido.
Oh, okay.
It's Bandito, Bandito, the man. I can't remember. Bandito.
Just don't believe everything you see on social media.
I don't know nothing, by the way.
I'll tell you what, if you haven't heard the story of Buford Pusser. Well, there's been a story about a biker gang or something in Saline County, and I don't know all the details. There's a Bandito song.
That's what it is.
What was it promoting?
I am the... Cheeto
Bandito. Yeah,
I'm telling you right now, you're getting your ass.
There's only one of us on our show, Morning Mayhem, who has a team playing this weekend in the playoffs, and that's Justin Moore and his Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay,
no Cowboys.
How about that? They were able to get into the playoffs.
How about that? After all that stuff with Aaron Rodgers.
Here's the other thing. Mike Tomlin might be the single greatest NFL coach of all time.
Oh,
I mean, think about this. Not for the championships. Yeah. Every year he finds a way to have a winning season and find a way to get in the playoffs. Every single year.
They may not go very far, but
when was the last time Mike Tomlin had a losing season?
I don't think he has had.
No, he hasn't.
That's
he
what I'm saying.
Yeah. But the story was, Justin, I think
they've been 500 or better every year of his career. I think.
Let me ask you, Justin, if he loses that game against Baltimore, you think they'd have made a move on him or no? That they did with Harbaugh.
I don't think so, man. Okay.
How do you make a move on a guy that hasn't lost?
They don't really operate that way.
Yeah,
I mean they just kind of. I don't know. They're different. Like I do wish that they would step out and draft a really good
quarterback.
Quarterback.
Yeah,
but it's not really their style.
Don't ask me why. I have no idea. Again, this summer when we were at Terry Bradshaw's
place. But the baseball team is the same way. The Pirates are the same way. Like when they had Andrew McCutchen, which was a stud, they don't pay him. They just let him go.
And they got Paul Skeens now.
And RJ, they'll deal him too.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Roger, a lot of people are saying, you're right, Frito Bandito is what it is. So someone says here from the 479, happy all the traitors from the Hogs that went to Ole Miss won't be getting a ring. There you go.
That's a good point. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
Like 15 games.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was making me sick to see Kutis on the back of that jersey.
I know.
And I'm like, if he wins at Ole Miss.
I know.
I mean, nothing against the kid.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, there's something totally against the kid.
It's just gross. I mean, it just makes me want to
by the way, too,
vomit.
This is you guys know Chad. Remember Chad Hooten?
Hooten's Arkansas Football Magazine.
Yeah, so he said that made a good point. He said, Chambliss, and I saw this too. Chambliss was ranked in last year's portal one spot behind a 60-year guy from the University of Hawaii who started this year at D2 Missouri State 6-5.
Oh wow!
So it just goes to show you these rankings. We really don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know till you see them on the field. That's why we'll talk with Danny West here shortly and see what he's got to say. But I'm not going great kid. I'm not doing any of that. I hope they are. I just want to
the graphics are cool.
Yeah, the graphics are cool.
They're doing a really good job.
Let us watch practice some this year. That's what I'm asking. Let us watch practice.
Not going to happen.
Someone real quick. We need to go. And I know you know about this, RJ. Justin, I don't know if you've ever been to the Coon Supper. Roger and I have been several years. Josh, it has been a tradition.
To what now?
Y'all on the show there before, I
the
think.
Gillette Coon Supper. down in Gillette, and it's been a I think it's in Congress's. Yeah. I don't know what you call that. We'll let Gabe Holstrom tell us, who is the head of the Downtown Partnership. Good morning, Gabe. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all this morning?
Refresh my memory. So the Coon Supper's been around like 60 or 70 years, for those that don't know. It used to be a fundraiser for the Gillette High School athletic program, and it's now in Congress,
right? Yeah, so this,
right?
This is the 82nd year of the Gillette Coon Supper, and it's been, so it's been going on the whole time. I think what you're referring to is it has its own entry in the National Journal of American Politics. Is one of these renowned food-related political events. So every year, the second Saturday in January, the population of that city doubles.
And what they do, Justin, they go out and kill. How many coons do you guys process, kill and process and eat?
So I think they kill about 600 pounds of raccoon, and they bring it out, and they boil it, and then they smoke it, and they serve a big old spread in the Gillette High School gymnasium, and people come from all over, from different states away, just to be part of this event. So it's a great slice of Americana, and it's a great thing that those guys with the Gillette Farmers and Business and Club do down there. I bet they're out there cooking and listening right now.
Yeah, we've done the show there before, and it is absolutely disgusting to see.
I remember being there, and it's sleeping
the fur. Remember the fur that they're chopping?
Absolutely disgusting.
It is, but let me tell you.
Sounds like Joe Buck describing Randy Moss there.
So for many years, if you were a politician that wanted to achieve success in this state or be known, you had to attend that. And listen, there were very few Republicans back then, RJ. It's really all.
Well aware.
But Clay, Clinton was there. I mean, everybody, it was a must stop for many, many years. And I'll tell you, I went down there with Jennings Osborne, and I tried the raccoon, so I can say I did it, and I just not a fan. Jennings Osborne said, hey, Baz, call them and ask them if they'd like for me to donate a big dinosaur rib for every plate. He said, not to get rid of the raccoon, but he said,
Did you just say raccoon?
Raccoon.
Raccoon?
Yes, raccoon.
It is from now on.
The coon. he said, I think that's what Jennings said.
Oh, my God.
He said, I'll give them a giant rib. And so, of course, you've seen those things.
Yeah.
Those are super expensive.
Yeah.
So I call down there, and they go, well, because the reality is they put a piece of ham on there. Remember, Gabe, they used to put a piece of ham to give somebody the option.
Yeah. Well, they still do.
So we started going down there. And, of course, then Jenny started putting up Christmas lights down there. But I'm telling you, this is what I remember, Gabe. Jenny insisted he had to cut every rib by himself. He would be there in the line, and he would cut the ribs. And there were like, 900 people. So he would cut nine.
That's right.
And, nobody could start until Jennings finished cutting the ribs. Like, Jennings, everybody's waiting. Come on, keep cutting. And we would haul off those big old ribs. But they were so popular. The ribs were so good. Everybody's just started,
They don't do the ribs anymore?
What do they do now, Gabe? Obviously, Jennings is gone. What do they do now?
So they still have the coon. They put the ham. They have the barbecue rice, and they have the yams, and I think they do some pork there as well. It's quite spread. If you leave hungry, it's your own fault. But you know what, David? I just got to thinking, RJ has been in office a couple terms now, and I don't know that I ever recall him coming down there to do this.
Yeah.
Coon boycott.
Public officials.
Thank you for the public shout out. I have not.
And of course, Miss Arkansas is there every year. Miss Arkansas goes down there every year. Usually some singing.
There's always something going on that weekend. Well, I've got two kids, and I have just not made it. I need to come. My buddy Jason Brown's going down this weekend.
Is there a Coon Supper band protest or something?
No, there's no. I mean, not at all.
I'm on your side. Stop yelling. So you got to remember too. Like every glass has a raccoon on it. I mean, that's the logo of the event.
I just need Gabe to take. I need
you
to ride with him
raccoon?
Down there.
Raccoon, yes, Rocky Raccoon.
It's really bad to go to a coon supper and then bring someone else who's like, how about ribs instead?
Listen, let me tell you what, it changed that event for a while, because let me tell you what, that giant...
How many years did you do it?
I think he did it for like 7 or 8 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it was jam-packed, and all the servers, Justin, have on white, you know, you, I think you saw that, Roger. Well, maybe you didn't. They have on a certain uniform, and they take it. They have a system that they do.
Was that the sticker slap on a booty?
No, that's different. But they were doing. They raised money for this for many, many decades. Think about that, 82 years. Justin, have you ever had raccoon before?
Raccoon.
No, I have not. But what I was going to say for, I don't know, the last 15 minutes is, do you guys know that raccoons, not raccoons,
yes,
raccoons are actually one of the cleanest animals there are. They clean their food before they eat them.
Yes, Marvin Perkins, we know that.
Marvin Perkins. No, that's
which
I would not have known that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want raccoon, but that's a fact.
And I think they wash it
off before they eat it.
Well, yeah, and I think I'm hearing that raccoons are now becoming in a few years they may be domesticated.
I want to thank Gabe because now every legislator is now texting me.
Oh, wow, they're
going
to be there.
Oh, really, RJ? You've never been.
So,
I'm just trying to bump up the attendance here.
I'm the hype man.
Very good.
I bet Shane has been to more than one.
Oh, he's going this weekend. Probably.
Well, of course he is.
Oh, but look, just add
you
a jalapeno,
can ride with Shane, RJ.
Some cream cheese.
Yes.
Boom.
Yeah, it's. I give a lot of credit.
Boom. Raccoon.
I can't. Hey, think about this, though. Somebody's got to go out there and kill them all. I mean, somebody's got to go out there. I mean,
and what's the deal about them when they? You've got to give them a foot. What's the deal, Gabe?
Besides.
To make sure that they're not, you know, something else.
Well, yeah. So when the ad will run in the local paper, kind of early December, when they'll start recruiting people to come, you know, bring the raccoons, but they want you to make sure you leave one foot on so they can verify that it's a coon and not a
anything
cat.
Else. Yes. How about
not
that?
A cat.
Not a
or
cat.
Or something else.
Or something. How about that? Got to leave one foot on. Yeah, yeah.
Because
they got paid for it, right?
Like, can I tell you, it's a to me,
that's right.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating part of Americana, if you will. Just the fact that, you know, it's somewhere in the country that we've had a coon supper for 82 years.
Yeah.
Raising money. Now, here's the deal. Remember, they shut down that school district, so they don't even have a Gillette High School anymore, and that's what it was. And listen, I remember one year, if you remember, it might have been before, Gabe, you were there. Jenny's had Mickey Mouse show up.
Oh.
He pulled strings.
That's
with,
right.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse and Gillette. It's a small little town. Anyway, well, good luck. Good luck tomorrow night.
Yeah,
I'm sure
Gabe,
it'll be,
luck,
maybe
man.
We can twist RJ's arm.
I'll see if I can get down there.
Well, here's what I'll say. So call if you want to go and you still need tickets, call Tyler Place.
I'm calling
870-830-4422. They got a handful of tickets left. But
yummy.
870-830-4422.
Thanks, Gabe. Appreciate it, man.
Gabe told me to show up.
Would you ever, Justin? If you saw a raccoon out somewhere, you would never shoot it because you're not interested in eating it. Right? Unless you were starving to death, lost somewhere, that would not be your a choice.
I've shot raccoons before, but I've never eaten them. I used them. We skinned them and made my mom this little thing, this little blanket.
Are raccoons aggressive? Are they mean like a possum? Or no?
I didn't know a possum was.
I think a possum is nasty, man.
I mean, they're depends on their mood.
Pretty aggressive. Yeah. What's the most famous in there? Yeah. Raccoon?
No, I would never. I don't shoot anything that I don't eat.
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, why Mickey Mouse?
Because Jennings had a connection because he had.
But what's the significance of Mickey Mouse at a coon supper?
Well, here's the deal.
It's Mickey Mouse.
If you get Mickey Mouse at anywhere,
you know, you bring Mickey Mouse.
Well, not a funeral, but this is...
We're trying to get Mickey Mouse to be our producer. Instead, we got Goofy. I'm kidding.
Whoa!
Hey, you see what I did there? You see I threw it in there? Wow. Boom, right in there.
Is there a...
That's comedy gold.
Is there a movie scene with a raccoon where the raccoon attacks somebody? Do we have that?
Well, isn't there raccoons that are talking in that movie, The
Guardians
Great Outdoors?
Aren't they doing that?
Guardians of the Galaxy has raccoons.
Yeah, but yeah, that
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper. Is there another one like
again?
Squirrel.
Don't they talk? The raccoon.
There's a Rocky Raccoon song by Paul McCartney, right?
Yes,
the Beatles.
There it is. Yes, there
I
is.
I want to thank
the overrated Beatles.
I want to thank Chris Kane because he pointed out that in 2025, Baz wanted to call out RJ as much as possible. Now Gabe Holstrom's doing that in 2026. So, yeah,
not the case. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Also on this day, we mentioned earlier, hard to believe, 2007, the first iPhone was introduced.
Yeah.
And think about how...
I remember standing in line. I was a junior in college, mm-hmm. and I stood at the AT&T store in Conway. There was a line out the door to get the first iPhone, and I was in that line to get it. And I remember having it, and yeah, we've had one of the new ones ever since.
Yeah, the technology probably has advanced so much more than where it was in 2007. Yeah. It was. We were talking earlier today. I saw the top 10 analog trends that are encouraging people to embrace this year instead of digital stuff.
Yeah.
For example, like reading a book, using an actual alarm clock. That's what we need to buy, Justin.
Josh.
Josh. We need to buy Justin and Josh one of the old school alarms.
Remember the old ones that went wah, wah, wah?
You remember
those?
On your phone.
Oh, you don't need them anymore. They're on your phone.
I know, but I don't know if the phone alarms are good enough.
Yeah, they are.
Well, they're not for some people. But for me, I mean, it's right beside my bed.
Somebody says, what about using a notebook for notes where you actually write notes?
I still do that.
Okay.
I carry a little...
Roger does that.
I carry a little book that's got tabs in it.
I know.
Using a paper calendar. Anybody
don't
use that?
Do that.
Samantha does. She does.
Playing board games, doing puzzles.
We do that.
You got a new board game from Steve Qualls last night.
We
found out who is the heaviest...
Yeah, Justin, it was an old Razorback game that probably came out in the 90s. It's been in a box. It hadn't been opened. It actually had the cellophane around it. Yeah. And it said, who was the heaviest Razorback?
Football?
It didn't say. It just said, who was the heaviest Razorback 1984 to 1985?
David Basel.
No. Heaviest.
Can I give you a hint?
I thought they meant like modern day.
It could be any sport.
Any sport.
Joe Klein.
Joe Klein is correct.
Really?
That was the answer.
Oh, wow. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
That's awesome.
Well, listen, he broke our headphones with that massive head of his.
Somebody said another one, writing letters. This is something I wish I did
that.
Better.
I do that today, yeah.
Frank Fletcher's the best.
I got
Jessica's
it from
good
Frank.
Yeah, I encourage that.
Someone says wearing a watch.
Yeah.
Now, mine's again not a digital and an analog, the old school watch.
Yeah, I'm not.
Does anybody
doing that.
Do that? Anybody? That's what I do.
I like a sentimental piece.
Justin, is yours digital or the old school analog?
No, it's like old school regular.
Yeah.
Watch.
And Josh, you're digital, right?
No, I don't have a watch.
You don't have a watch at all? Okay.
I got an internal
iWatch.
What about this? What about analog music? Does anybody have a stereo?
Well, people are going back to vinyl.
Yeah.
You know,
they're still doing that.
Yeah.
Then the other one, too, an actual camera. And I don't know if you saw it, Roger, on this day. You had Kodak, and what was the other one?
Remember Nikon?
Remember they used to have these...
disposable, right?
Yeah, disposable cameras that were so big back in the
day.
You get it developed at CVS, right?
That was one of the places,
So you guys remember the cameras where it shot the picture out and you had to wave it and
Polaroid.
Polaroid. So my daughter won one of those for Christmas.
Yeah.
And so, we got her one.
My grandchildren got one too, yeah.
And she goes around the house taking pictures.
Now, I wasn't with that one. And I got one of them as a kid.
Yeah.
But it's this new digital camera. I just puts it on some paper. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, so this one actually...
The Polaroid was it great,
This one actually spits out the picture, and she has to wave it.
In the 70s, that's what you did.
I remember my dad putting that stuff on. You had to put a little film over it, too.
Yeah.
Think about this. Back in the day, when you had the roll of film, you didn't know what you had. You hoped you took a good picture.
That's right.
You wouldn't know for another week or two. Yeah, it was on the 1986. Kodak got out of the instant camera business. They had a court battle with Kodak. Who was the other? Polaroid. It was Kodak versus Polaroid. Anyway, that's something that I think is cool back in the day.
Well, cleaning out a couple of the storage shed, is that redundant? Photos that we found, and I sent a bunch of them to you, but when folks were taking pictures, you had pictures, and you did it, get back to doing that.
I was going through some pictures of when we all first when Tom... How big Roger was at the time?
He was heavier.
You were huge compared to what you are now.
I was retaining water.
Also,
really
it's the birthday.
I used to call you a Teletubby.
I give you a West away.
It's the birthday of Mark Martin, who turned 67. Remember how close Mark Martin came to winning the Daytona 500?
Yeah.
It was literally just, I don't know if you remember, it's like 3 inches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
3 inches. I mean, it was as close as you can come to winning without winning. And he never won that, right?
No, not that I know of. I don't think so.
Yeah, remember he also too. Yeah, he was a rap guy. He liked the rap.
He likes gangster rap.
Sure, yeah, yeah,
that's the other part. Gangster rap. Hey, shout out to Jason Peterson. There's a scene when Buddy the Elf comes across a raccoon.
Okay, I was thinking there were a few others. Thank you, Jason. JP. Appreciate that. It's also the birthday of Muggsy Bogues. So you remember Muggsy?
Yeah,
Bogues?
See, Muggsy. See,
yeah.
What do you remember about
Legend? Was like a damn thing.
I believe he and my dad were attended Wake Forest at the same time.
Played with Alonzo Mourning.
Yeah, I can't remember. What did you say, Josh? He played where?
He and my dad at Wake Forest at the same time.
Yeah, that's right. Played college at Wake Forest. Josh, you're right. Played it with Charlotte. But who was the other short guy? It was him.
Spud Webb.
Spud Webb. Spud Webb. You know, Spud Webb. Val Hanson brought
Spud Webb won the dunk contest.
I mean, how crazy is that?
Year.
How crazy?
And he was
like
5'5".
Didn't Nate Robinson win it too? I think.
I think he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remarkable. Those guys, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you got to get out of here, RJ. Thank your fine sponsor.
Yeah. One thing, Natural State Wholesale in Cabot. You're looking for flooring, fixtures, anything that you're remodeling your house, they've got it at Natural State Wholesale in Cabot. You can go online, naturalstatewholesale.com. But also check out the warehouse while you're there. I was up there the other day. Man, they've got a little bit of everything. Ceiling fans, Roger.
Grills,
outdoor patio furniture, appliances.
Everything that Don has in his new man cave out there in his barn dominium is all from the warehouse.
They have some TVs out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to save a lot of money compared to going to the big box store, just give them a try at Natural State Wholesale. Promise you're going to save some money.
You know, I had some folks out in our neighborhood, Brad Glover.
Yeah.
Glover Electric. Some of their folks had to come over and do some things for me.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago. I was hitting you up about it, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely, yeah.
That was him.
Hey, I'm about to go see your buddies over at Ortho.
Ortho, yeah. RJ may have broken his hand or severed a nerve.
We're going to see Dr. Wergis over at, shout out Dr. Wergis if he's listening. We're going to go see him over to Ortho.
And then everybody gets to see you at school silver tomorrow night down in the Gillette, right?
Possibly. You know what? It's going to be the surprise of 2026. Does RJ show up?
That's right.
Doing something.
All right, listen. So. Danny West coming up next. Should be interesting to hear what
Danny's
going to say.
Tell Danny to call me. We've been trying to connect, so yeah.
All right, we'll go to the break. That's Rocky Raccoon, or Raccoon? Taking us to break there, bud.
Rocky bursting and grinning a grin. He said, Danny boy, this is our showdown.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Catch the buzz on all our social media platforms presented by Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russellville. It's hot tub season at Luxury Pool & Spa, online at LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
This is SportsCenter.
College football playoff semifinal number one does not disappoint last night as Miami outlasts Ole Miss 31-27 in the Verbo Fiesta Bowl. The Canes' Carson Beck goes for two touchdowns. He runs for one. That capped off a 15-play, 75-yard drive in under 3 minutes that put the Canes up for good. Trinidad Chambliss threw for 277 yards and a touchdown in a losing effort. Miami will play the winner of tonight's game. Indiana and Oregon, all Big Ten semifinal coming your way at 6:30 on ESPN. It's also right here on 103.7 The Buzz in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Also, NFL Wild Card Weekend begins tomorrow in the NFC at 3:30 on Fox. It's the Rams and the Panthers. At 7 o'clock on Prime Video, it's the Packers and Bears. I'm Josh Neighbors for The Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A little cooler today with a high temperature of 65 degrees, a mostly cloudy day. Tonight, a chance of rain showers returns. It's a 50% chance of rain tonight, down to 47 degrees by tomorrow morning. But our Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high of 56. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
This is Justin Akery. If hand or wrist pain is getting in the way of your daily life, it's time to see the specialists at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Their fellowship-trained hand and wrist surgeons treat everything from arthritis and fractures to nerve injuries and carpal tunnel. And with Arkansas's only hand trauma telemedicine program, advanced care is available around the clock. Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Lost in the real estate jungle? Boundary or easement dispute? Title problem? Hire Lion Legal. When in war, you need to roar. For exceptional communication and exceptional results, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue.
We all know how busy our lives can be these days and how important our time and convenience is as well. Edwards Food Giant knows that too. So that's why they're inviting you to take advantage of their heat and eat meal solutions items in their deli department. Delicious Edwards Food Giant signature dishes along with a wide choice of entrees and sides all ready for you to pick up and take home to serve your family tonight. The Heat and Eat Meal Solutions now at your favorite Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant Deli. This week's special is hamburger steak for only $7.49 per pound with Edwards Signature mashed potatoes for $4.49 per pound.
Oaklawn is here for when you want nonstop racing and nonstop action. The season's back, the weekends are packed, and it's time to plan your visit. The classic racing season kicks off January 30th and runs through May 2nd with exciting weekends, great food and drinks, and the kind of atmosphere you can only find in Hot Springs. It's fast, it's lively, it's time to win. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Legendary NFL referee Walt Coleman on Morning Mayhem this football season is brought to you by Sigma Supply Packaging Products, now a part of Brady Plus. If you're not using Sigma Supply for your packaging and shipping, you got low-grade product, man. Online at SigmaSupply.com.
No matter where you are or how you're listening, we thank you for making Morning Mayhem part of your day. Now, back to Baz, Roger, Justin, and Josh.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
I said a hip, hop, the hip, the hip, the hip, hip, a hop, you don't stop rocking to the bang, bang, boogie.
Say up jumps the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie.
All right, Danny West coming up here in just a second. Also, too, don't forget, Roger, we've got to play a little Justin Moore, Finish the Lyric in the 9 o'clock hour, brought to you by the fine folks at Honda of Russellville. They've been around for quite a long time. Good people. Number one Honda Power Sports dealer in Arkansas and the third largest in America. So they're sponsoring Justin Moore's Finish the Lyric. And Roger, and when we gave a hint and said that
sometimes when you look at somebody and you just know they're about to unload on you and they look like you need to get a drink in.
That's
you
exactly right.
Now.
That would be yes, that's exactly right. So that's a tease. But we'll do that in the 9 o'clock hour. We've got Heather Baker coming up as well. But now we need to check in with the man.
We're going
to
check in with the
busiest guys around. Although, we should check in with Justin. Justin's been communicating with the coach, so we need to get everybody together, man. Get Danny Danny may not. Uh-oh, did we just lose Danny?
Yeah, we lost Danny.
Maybe Danny's on the phone. So for those who missed Coach Silverfield reached out to you, huh, Justin? Very cool.
Yeah, he did. It seems like a really good dude, and I think he's doing a really good job.
Yeah, I think he's doing all the right things. The things I don't want to see. Don't press to say that. I don't have to hear him go, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Just go out and do it. He doesn't have to. He's on the tie line now.
Well, that's it. Yeah,
he doesn't have to, Justin. He doesn't have to do anything. Just get out there and be a great coach, and you don't have to sell me on anything. Just go out there and do it. Because we've heard that before.
There were people with bags over their heads, when he got hired. So there are some people he had to swing.
No, I think...
How about this? Yeah. Just
Yeah,
win.
That's right. Yeah, just win some games
and
look like you're well coached.
I'm not even asking for 10 wins. I'm asking for one. One win.
But you see my point, right, Dad?
I mean, like, he's known across the state as the king of recruiting. He's a sea of knowledge when it comes to the future of the Hogs, and he's jumping into the mayhem on the Buzz. From hogsports.com, it's Danny West, presented by HJ Trailer Sales. Visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or visit them in Hot Springs on Albert Pike.
Well, next to Ryan Silverfield and his coaching staff, this is the next busiest guy in the state of Arkansas, Danny West, who I'm sure has not gotten a lot of sleep the last week, but loving it. This is what you do. This is what you're built for.
Danny,
good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, fellas, hanging in there. It has been a wild week, but you're right, man. It's something we've been looking forward to for a while, so can't complain now that it's here. You know, we spent the last couple of years hearing how recruiting is dead and my job is kind of pointless. Well, here we are. It ain't so pointless now. Everybody's having fun again.
I looked at last year's rankings for the Razorbacks in our transfer portal grade, and one organization had us like 16th. The other one had us 67th. So my understanding, the last 24, 48 hours, it sounds like, you know, we're signing more guys, man. It definitely is picked up. So sort of give us an evaluation that you think we are at this point.
Yeah. All right. The first thing I'll tell you, Baz, is I wouldn't put too much stock into our rankings of or anybody's transfer rankings, but I'll probably get in trouble for telling you that. But I just... man, there's so many inconsistencies with it. I just don't want people to fall in love with.
Sure.
And I'm telling you that as Arkansas just moved into the top 10 today and still have a couple that aren't showing up yet, aren't populating on their commitment list. So could
be moving up. Danny?
Yeah. That's right. So sitting at 26 right now, Justin, you know, guys, they picked up their first one on Sunday. And since then, I mean, we went to bed last night with 26 new additions. So we just saw a whole new signing class in the span of, 4 days here, and they're not done yet. Like, if we're talking about getting to 90 scholarships, I want to say they've got, a dozen, 13 left. And that's kind of the talk around the league. You know, it was 105 forever that everybody was going to. Now starting to look like everybody's going to kind of slow it down at 90 in the SEC, which I think teams ran into trouble trying to fill out those final 15, to be honest with you, trying to find value and the right fit for those. So probably going to be a little lower than we expected, but still, I mean, 26 since Sunday is insane as it is. But
are any of those quarterbacks, Danny, I know we have, two on campus?
Got two, and that includes one that you've added in A.J. Hill. He was a redshirt freshman, former four-star that came over from Memphis. Still looking at a couple of quarterbacks. Had one on campus yesterday, Trey Guerrera. Now, I know this one, there's a couple of guys right now that are blowing up as much as I've seen in a long time. One of them is Trey Guerrera, the JUCO quarterback out of Tyler Junior College. Is just skyrocketed this week. Arkansas, LSU, Florida State, I forget who all is coming after him. Texas Tech is in there, but he visited Arkansas yesterday. We know they need a third and a fourth scholarship quarterback. And now Lane Kiffin and all these guys coming after this guy, it makes you want him even more, right? So I don't know if they're going to be able to lock it down.
Right.
Some of these just become guesses on my part at some point, to be honest, man. I mean, you start throwing around that type of a collection of names, with that comes a lot of money being thrown around. So Trey Guerrera, I'm going to shift here from quarterback to offensive line. Justin, the in-state guy, OBU, Terrence Roberson, has just blown up. You know, from what I understand, talking to Trey Biddy, this kid was just hanging out in the band down in Warren, Arkansas, in the high school band, decided to give football a shot. I want to say he played his final five or six games. You guys can check with Coach Hembree on this. Then he goes to OBU. Somebody watched him, said, hey, we got a scholarship for him. Bring him to OBU. And suddenly somebody throws out, NFL scout comes down there and sees him and goes, man, this dude might be a potential first, second rounder someday.
What?
Whoa! And, you know, word travels fast when you start talking like that. So next thing you know, man, here comes Oklahoma, Texas now. Arkansas obviously got him on campus yesterday, has offered him. Still looks good, but again, man, this is how crazy it can get for some of these guys in a matter of days, Baz. He goes from OBU to suddenly everybody in the country wants him. We've seen Oklahoma, Texas.
Wow.
I forget if I even mentioned all the names there with Terrence, but he's another one to keep an eye on today that, you know, 5 days ago you would have heard that name and said, all right, we're taking an in-state kid that we've never heard of. Whereas today, a week later, if you got him, you'd say, my gosh, we just got the big fella last night, Bryant Williams, a top 10 tackle in the portal, and now we get this guy that they say could be a top draft pick someday. You start to feel better. I think perception matters like that.
Hey, Danny, how many other guys are Memphis guys out of the 26?
Yeah, so far I want to say, let's count them real quick there, neighbors. One, two, three, four.
Five, six.
I want to say five, right? So far. I picked up another offensive lineman last night that's not showing up on my list. So I want to say five, could be as much as six, seven, maybe
nice
seven,
one.
Eight.
Do you anticipate it being? What do you
I wasn't trying
number
the
being?
Six, seven thing there. Sorry. What was it?
What do you? The six, seven thing. What do you anticipate that number being? Do you think it's going to go up a little bit more, or hang out where it is?
I think last week I may have even predicted on here five or six. I think probably maybe even seven or eight. Now you start to look at some of the safeties. That's another spot we got to hit on real quick, guys. They picked up Christian Harrison to start off with. That was the first commitment on Sunday at safety. Still watching a guy named, Malcolm Holzhog from Nebraska.
Whoa.
Another, he corner slash safety, can do a lot. But then last night you start talking about the LSU safety, Jabril, but he's a four-star safety transfer. You got another one out of Clemson, Ricardo Jones, who had all ACC, six interceptions this year. Arkansas suddenly involved for both of these guys. Like, where does that come from? You only get interest from those type of guys. You only get visits from those type or even mentioned with them if you've got money to throw around. And they've already thrown around plenty this week to get some of these bigger names. I'm just impressed by two things, Baz. First of all, what I just said, you got to have the money to even get in the ball game with some of these dudes. But secondly, the organization. Yeah, I mean, you look at Arkansas right now, 26 commitments. Go look around the league, man. Everybody else has got at most half of that, like half.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me think that maybe the early start, especially when you look at big quantities at Penn State, Oklahoma State, it just makes me think the early head start for a program like Arkansas is really paying off right now. I think the organizational part of it is probably as exciting as the money for me. I like knowing that there's a plan.
Yeah, the new
there's efficiency.
You're impressed right. with the new, I can't think of his name, the new GM.
Geiske,
you're impressed
Crowley.
With him?
Yeah. I am. I think he's the real deal, just talking to him here and there. All these guys are super busy. I haven't really got to know everybody, trying to leave them alone, to be honest with you. I want them to get through it, and I want to get through it too. But yes, I've been blown away at times by how efficient and how well organized this thing has been operating.
Go ahead, James.
Danny, you may have just answered this. If so, I apologize. But how would you compare what Coach Silverfield has done from a recruiting standpoint, whether it be the portal or high school, compared to Coach Pittman?
And the
previous staff before him.
Yeah, that's a big question. I don't want to I don't want to hammer on Coach Pitt. I think he did the best he could in a lot of ways with what he was given.
He was up against it.
Well, he didn't have the resources
That's right. It's a little bit apples oranges in that aspect, and some of that's catch 22 because maybe he didn't always have the resources because they hadn't made a change yet. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people out there that were kind of waiting for this thing to change and go into somebody else's arms, and lo and behold, suddenly they got a little more money. They've got more momentum at the moment. Perception is up, and I think so much of it, Justin, comes down to just being a little bit louder at Arkansas. You can't be the blue collar, lunch pail, quiet, humble recruiting power at Arkansas. It's not going to happen. I like the social media presence. I like
the diamond thing's interesting, Danny. That angle.
Yeah, right. And you know, they're trying to be out there, trying to get the brand out there, and they've created a buzz. Now, I'm not saying they're going to wind up in the college football playoff next year, but go give yourself a chance. And the way you do that is just get involved for some of these better players and start winning more of those battles. That's where it starts. You got to win in January to win in September and October.
A couple things real quick, too.
Well, if Indiana can do it, Arkansas can.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, sure. You know.
On the numbers thing, do want to thank HJ Trailer Sales for sponsoring Danny each week. Now, I just want to make sure on the numbers for people listening in. So, what is the number, what is the beginning number of players that decided to stay at Arkansas and not going? So, what are we, 30 or 40 there? What's the base now for the team?
Yeah, that would sound right. I don't have it right.
Okay, so 30 to 40 of those, then you're going to have about 30 in the transfer portal, right? Okay. Is that right? Or 40?
Yeah, it's
the number 105.
No, that's what he was saying earlier, Justin. That's the allotment, but they may not go 105. They may go 90, which I think is interesting too. Does that mean that?
But you can go 105.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Sorry, if I misunderstood, I apologize.
So college football went to 105, but as a conference, the SEC was expected to follow. And what I think happened
was 85. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right. So essentially, you're only going up five here. Inside of that, there's a lot of moving parts. I want to say, Baz, and it depends on whose list you look at. Somebody may have left one off here or there, but 33 outgoing transfers, and far 26 coming in, if that helps at all.
Okay.
And Trey is kind of, he's much better at keeping the grand total than I am. I kind of just get them in and out of the door and let the dust settle. But so, that's what it appears so
hey,
far.
What about wideouts, Danny? I know we're losing some good ones.
Picked
as far
up another
as recruiting goes, like where are we at there?
Sure. Yeah, I got one yesterday, Donovan Faupel. I hope I'm saying that right. Could be one for the name list there, Raj Faupel, but New Mexico State University wide receiver. He joins Jamari Hawkins, who came over from Memphis with a year left. So, you know, I like the continuity there. You add a guy who's got familiarity with the offense.
He's got some size too, right, Danny? He's what, 6'2"?
Yeah. Brings a little size with him. But I like where they're at right there. You're still in the ballgame for Malcolm Simmons, who's down to A&M, Kentucky, and Arkansas. He's coming over from Auburn. We'll see what he does. Had another wide receiver on campus yesterday out of UAB. Iverson Hooks kind of blew up this past year for Coach Mort, Alex Mortensen down at UAB. And then a couple others still out there. They have been kind of secretive with a name here and there, you know, over the last week or so. And part of that, guys, it's not trying to hold the fans, you know, in the quiet and keep them out in the cold, but man, sometimes you find one that you feel really good about and you think you're getting a lot of value with this guy and you've got him on campus, and then somebody else finds out you got him on campus and now they hit up the agent and go, all right, what's the new number? And so suddenly you've got competition just for telling somebody that you've got a visitor. So there's a little bit of fine line there they've tried to walk, but I've been impressed with what they've done so far.
This is what's crazy. So basically my point was about the numbers. You're going to have 50 some odd new players. You got 30 something coming in transfer. You got how many high school guys you got coming in? 20?
Yeah, around there. And you got, I want to mention that too, Baz. That's today, move-in day for your early enrollees.
Gotcha.
There's a lot of stuff going on today.
Someone says here, guys, the other guy that he spoke about signed with Oklahoma State. Arkansas lost him this morning. I'm not sure who they. Do you know who he's talking about there, Danny? I'm not really sure.
I don't. Hey, once they're no longer Razorbacks, I flush it pretty quick, man. We got to move on to the next group.
Hey, think about that. We've done sort of similar last year. Every year now, we're basically getting.
Well, I mean, the guy, but the person on the text is saying that you mentioned this person. And Danny, you just said that once they're not a Razorback, you don't pay attention.
He was this morning, and he's not anymore.
But, I mean, if Danny just mentioned him.
No, he didn't.
It's been since I've been on here, fellas. Can't keep up with everything. I'll get off and go look.
Little did you know, Danny, when you got in this business, what, how many years ago? How many years ago did you start?
Oh, man, this is my 16th class, I guess.
Sure has changed. Sure has changed, hasn't it?
Oh, man, tell me about it.
And we ain't seen nothing
yet. Listen, I know Silver Fielders, you know, and Hunter, they're talking to the you know where they get some input? Justin Moore, my friend. Justin Moore, give us some directions, my friend.
I'll come up. How many songs he talk you into doing up there?
Stay tuned, baby. Stay tuned. All right, Danny. Thanks so much, man.
Thanks, Daniel. Have a good weekend. Happy New Year.
Yeah, that guy is, he's pushed to his limits right now. Thanks to HJ Trailer Sales. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Man,
sure
he's sharp.
Yeah, he sure is.
He's a good boy.
Good guy.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
Hey folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you, and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Can you smell that?
No, this is a radio commercial.
But you're thinking it.
Beef, it's still what's for dinner. On the stove or the grill. Would you be willing to pay more for great quality farm-raised, grass, or grain-fed beef? Let me tell you about Standing Firm Farms in Greenbrier. Locally sourced, top-quality Angus beef with bundle boxes to fit your budget, and they deliver. We only have one season. Grilling season. Online at standingfirmfarms.com. All natural beef for the natural state.
HJ Trailer Sales has you covered, whether you need a trailer, truck bed, or expert repair. Our expert team is ready to help. HJ Trailer Sales is your one-stop shop for it all. If you want a one-stop shop for all your marketing needs, you need 103.7 The Buzz. We receive several phone calls a week from people who say that they heard about us on The Buzz. I've worked with their experienced team for many years. Call Sabrina Woodall at 501-650-4971.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. For over a century, Notre Dame has been the nation's favorite college football team. They get every benefit of the doubt and have usually had the power to make people like Paul Hornung and John Hewitt win Heismans over more deserving characters like Jim Brown and Joe Namath. But Notre Dame recently getting left out of the college football playoff field signals a changing of the guard. The refusal of the Irish to join a conference ran up against the two leagues that run everything, and the Irish lost. For what it's worth, I think they would kill an Alabama team that's leaking oil these days. But the committee backed the SEC, which has set Irish eyes to crying. When you are in the metropolis of Rosebud, do yourself a favor and stop by the Doubleby's there for a hot plate lunch. Or if you're hungry for a hamburger, you'll not find one any better. Doubleby's, it's where you gas it, grab it and go. That's Doubleby's.
Happy New Year from the friendly folks at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, where you're always greeted by a real person and receive an amazing service. Kick off the year with our New Year Auto Loan Special. Enjoy no payments for 90 days, an ultra-low 2.026% interest rate, and up to 84 months financing. Offer valid on 2024, 25, and 26 models for new and used vehicles, or refinance and save. Apply securely today at alcoacommunityfcu.org. Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, proudly serving 15 counties across Central Arkansas.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
I love this song, don't you? All right, it's not a good little tune.
Yes, it is. You got a great weekend of sports. You've got the other half.
So what are the two songs that make up this song? I bet Rod
Sweet Home Alabama is one.
That's one. What's the other?
What's the other one? I don't know.
Is this the tune right there?
We didn't
have no animal. I don't know.
I guess. Animal.
It's an animal.
Yeah. Werewolves of London.
Yeah. I hear it now.
Very good, Justin. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Werewolves of London, sweet home Alabama.
Who is that?
It's the Rock of Kid.
No.
Who sees Werewolves of London?
Did Werewolves of London.
Oh, my gosh. I know that one. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Don't do it. Edgar Allan Poe. Edgar Winter. Boom.
Wow.
In your face.
Wow,
in
job,
your stinking
Rush.
Face. Josh, do we have any Corky's gift? You know what? No. Give me 4 Moe's gift certificates.
Don't forget, we got a Justin Moore finished the lyric coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Justin's not going to be with us to do that. And so I think he's purposely having to jump off so he doesn't have to deal with his...
Dealing with his lyrics again.
Hey, don't forget the game tonight.
I'm kidding. I have to deal with my...
Indiana and Oregon tonight.
It's 6:30
is the kickoff time. Indiana is the favorite by 4, according to the Oklahoma Sports app. You got the Razorbacks playing tomorrow at 5 o'clock at Auburn. We'll find out what the line is tomorrow on that one.
Warren Zevon. Thank you.
Zevon.
You nailed it.
Yes.
That was
it.
It was a trick.
That was what I was trying to find.
I know you were, but they got it.
I literally just looked it up.
Yeah, thank you.
You got
Warren Zevon.
2 games on Saturday, Rams in Carolina, Green Bay at Chicago, and then you got 3 games on Sunday and then Monday night. I mean, really, you got a whole great weekend of football if you love it. So,
dude, and if that Chicago Packers game is what we hope it, you know what, I need to ask my wife. I said, ask my wife if she would not mind making some deer chili. Because Melinda told us we're getting cold, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to get chilly.
So we want, no pun intended.
Yes. I was going to ask you, too, and Roger, Justin, you may remember this. Josh probably will not. Maybe he's read about it. On this day in 1956, this column premiered in newspapers.
Got it.
Don't blow it. Let's see if Justin can get it.
I'm going to get it.
It was a staple. Yeah. It was a staple of newspapers for decades. Wow. Up until a few years ago. What do you think it is, Justin?
So what was it, sports related?
It's not sports related.
Oh. 56.
Not a cartoon.
I have no idea.
Roger, help him out.
I'll take a guess and say it's either one of the two sisters, Dear Abby or Ann Landers.
It is Dear Abby.
In your face!
So that was, Josh, such an important part of newspapers for many years. Everybody needed the help from Dear Abby. Hey, you couldn't Google.
Right.
Dear Abby, help me out.
I can't believe it's that old.
What's your last name?
I would have thought like Van Buren. 70s.
Yeah, you know, that shows you how long it's been around. All right, Justin, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week, man.
All right,
guys.
All right, go celebrate Elvis's birthday.
Love you, boys.
Love you too, man. Heather Baker coming up next. We got a little finished the lyric. Heather Baker.
She's got big news.
You got to vote for Roger for best trivia man in America.
Come on.
Don't go away.
Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. It's a new year, and we're kicking it off with an inventory blowout sale. We're taking up to $4,000 off 2025 inventory. Whether you've had your eye on it, been dreaming about it, or waiting for the perfect time, this is your moment. At HJ Trailer Sales, we pride ourselves on exceptional customer service and reliability. Kick off the year right, save big, and start fresh with up to $4,000 off.